Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yesterday was May 4th. Today is what? May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. But yesterday, I guess, was called the National Day of Star Wars. Did you know why? Because they say, May the 4th be with you. Bad, bad, bad. Yeah, you got it now, didn't you? There's a force, isn't it? A force called gravity that we know of. And what's the principle of gravity that we've learned in life? Whatever goes up must come down. And there's another thing, not the gravity, but the gospel that teaches us something totally opposite. We heard it in our text today. Whatever comes down must go up. Jesus said it in our text, didn't he? He says, I have come from the Father. I've come into this world. Now I'm leaving this world and going back to the Father. Whatever came down must go back up. That's the trajectory of Christ Jesus, the Son. And it teaches some things. It has impact on our lives. Impact for the truth of our salvation. Impact on us so we know where we're going. Just as Jesus came into the world and returns to the Father, so also we are in the world and Jesus came for us that we would go back to be with Him wherever He is in paradise. He went prepared a room for us that we go and be with Him in paradise. That's our trajectory, our future. And we also learn that there's another impact in our text. We hear about it today. Not just our salvation, but also our life of communication. Did you hear it in the text? Our life of communication. And I don't mean your cell phones. I don't mean the computers and emailing one another. You can't email God. You can't text the Lord. You can't be on a social network and be with your God. But you can do something else to communicate with your God, and that's to pray. Jesus says, ask. Ask in my name. He says it twice. Ask in my name, and you will receive. Ask. What great joy we have and privilege as God's people to be able to ask, to communicate with our God. And His trajectory has made it so that we can know what it means to pray and have the confidence that God hears and answers our prayer. Asking in Jesus' name, what does it mean? Does it mean that whatever I ask in Jesus' name, He's going to give it? So if I ask for a great brand new car tomorrow, will I have a brand new car? Because as long as I just asked in Jesus' name, there's a lot of teaching of the church, a lot of world. As long as you ask in Jesus' name, it'll be yours. That's not what He's saying, is it? We all know better. What does it mean to ask in Jesus' name? It's not a magic trick. It's not a way to manipulate the universe or to manipulate God to do something like He's a slot machine. We just put in a quarter, we put it in the right way, we get out what we want. No. What does it mean to ask in Jesus' name? It means to be in the faith of Jesus, to be in a relationship with the Son by which the Father hears and knows what we need and grants for His sake. To ask in Jesus' name means to be baptized. That's where the name of God was put on us, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. That name in which we dwell and live, we're baptized, people of God, children of God. Therefore, the Lord hears and answers our prayers for what we need most. And that's to see the face of God, to seek and to know the ways and the truth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To be able to communicate and know that God hears and answers our prayers. We also learn in this text that we don't need an intermediary. When we ask in Jesus' name, we don't need an intermediary. Like, okay, let me call St. Paul and say, hey, St. Paul, would you tell God this? St. Peter, can you just tell God? I know you're closer to God, so would you please just talk to God on my behalf, please? Jesus says in this text, if you pray in my name, I will not pray on your behalf. I won't intercede for you. Why? Why? He tells us why. Because I have come from the Father, and I went into the world. And now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father. Because Jesus is one with the Father, came from the Father, returns to the Father, because the two are one, therefore, when you pray one-on-one with God. When you communicate to your God, He listens and hears. Because when you pray to Jesus, you're praying to the Father. When you ask in Jesus' name, the Father hears. Why? Because the two are one. Indeed, the three are one with the Holy Spirit. But you get the point. When you pray in Jesus' name, when you pray, the Father hears because Jesus came into the world, reconciled the world to God through His cross, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, He goes back. And therefore, when you pray, and because you love Jesus, the Father, He says, loves you. And when you pray, God hears, He listens, and He answers for what you need most, and that is life and joy and peace. Why is this good? That we can pray and God listens to us, that the Father really hears because we love Jesus and because the Father loves us because we love Jesus. Why is this good? Because Jesus says in the text, because there's tribulation in the world. What's tribulation? Storms? Bombings? Shootings? Cancer? Sickness? Sudden evil death? We have tribulation. We have crosses. We have things that we can only say, oh Lord, have mercy. I can't do it on my own. And for that reason, we have a tool in our belt. What is it? Prayer. Ask the Father in Jesus' name. He will hear. He will answer. He will help you with your tribulation. That's one good that comes out of prayer, isn't it? That God hears, and you know that He hears, so that when you're hurting, and when there's things going on that you can't understand, you know that the one who does understand listens to you. Just as He listened to Job and all of his complaints and all of his things he couldn't understand, all of his suffering. And yet, did he ever doubt that God heard and listens? And did God ever not answer him? He always did. So also with you, because you know Christ, because Christ came into the world, because Christ left the world, went back to the Father, know for certain that God, the Father, hears and answers your prayers. Another good that comes out of knowing this direct communication with God with no intermediary is comfort. You can comfort others by praying for them. Quietly, yes. Praying with them, yes. Why? Because whether alone or with them, there is a closeness with God. And that closeness matters. Whether I pray on someone's behalf, if I pray on your behalf, God is close, He knows, He listens, He answers. Or if we pray together, then I bear witness how close God is. And I don't pray to an intermediary. I don't have to pray, oh Peter, oh hear us, oh Mary, talk to the Father. No, what does Jesus teach us to pray? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Not, would someone please tell God, I don't know if He can hear, answer, listen. No. Our Father. Pray with boldness and confidence, just as your children ask their dear Father. That's the truth and the knowledge and the comfort that we have. And we share it with one another. God hears our prayer. Because of Jesus' trajectory into this world and back to the Father, the Lord hears and answers us. Amen. Notice that Jesus could begin speaking about His victory today in a way that is contrary to the world and gives us a certain peace. Did you hear it in the text? He says, you will have tribulation, like we discussed. You will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Do you know when He spoke this? This is John chapter 16. This is not the end of the gospel. This is not Matthew 28. This is not at the end. This is kind of in the middle of the gospel. He says, I have overcome the world. Had He died on the cross yet? Had He risen from the grave yet? No. And yet He can start speaking even now, I have overcome the world. Take heart. Wow. He didn't say, I will overcome the world. He says, I have overcome the world. Take heart. What great joy, what peace that gives us to know that He has overcome the world. In God's perspective, when was the Lamb of God slain? When? Before the foundation of the world. And Jesus can start speaking during His earthly ministry this way. Take heart. I know you have tribulation, but I have overcome the world. He says it as if it's a present reality right now, even though it hadn't all been played out yet on the cross and the resurrection and His ascension. And what does that teach us today as we pray and as we comfort one another with the gospel. It tells us this. It teaches us to pray and believe now that Christ has overcome, and so we have overcome sin and death and grave. In Christ Jesus, you've already died. In Christ, you already rose. In Christ, you've already ascended to the heavenly places. As St. Paul says, set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth, for you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. That's how we can say now and believe it and mean it when we pray and say, take heart. Christ has overcome the world. My sins, your sins are forgiven. We have peace with God. Even though we still sin and there's still tribulation, we have faith that believes in the victory that Christ accomplished here on earth in the past, but it's our victory now and in the future. May God give you hearts to believe and have that confidence and to continue to pray, to use that tool to know that God hears and answers because of Christ Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.